November is National Diabetes Month. We learn about the link between diabetes and cardiovascular disease, certainly even before this month begins. On the line, Dr. Griffin P. Rogers, director of NIDDK, part of the National Institutes of Health, to talk about this topic and more. Dr. Rogers, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Tell me about NIDDK.
NIDDK is an acronym. It stands for the National Institutes of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Diseases. And as you pointed out, November is National Diabetes Month. And this particular year, we have a theme of taking diabetes to heart, that is linked between diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Thank you for that. So the blunt question is, why should people with diabetes think about cardiovascular issues?
Well, having diabetes means you're more likely to develop cardiovascular disease. Over time, the high blood glucose from diabetes can damage your vessels and nerves that control your heart and the blood vessels. And there are some simple steps that one can take to lower your chances of having heart disease and strokes, and we call those the ABCs of diabetes.
Can you review those, please?
Sure. The A stands for A1C. The A1C is a test that determines your average blood sugar over the past 3 months. And generally, your healthcare provider working with you will try to get your A1C level at a 7% or lower. The B stands for blood pressure, and like high levels of blood sugar over time, a high blood pressure can cause strain and damage to the blood vessels and also increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. So if you have diabetes, your healthcare provider will try to work with you to maintain your blood pressure below a value of 140 over 90. And then finally, the C stands for cholesterol. As you, your listeners undoubtedly have heard, there are two types of cholesterol, good and bad. And it's that bad cholesterol, or the LDL, that contributes to further damage to the blood vessels. And so working with your healthcare provider, you'll set particular goals in terms of getting the cholesterol levels down as well. And then although I said the last, there's one other we'll throw in, and that's S. So it's ABCs, S. S stands for stop smoking. Not smoking is especially important for people with diabetes because both smoking and diabetes narrow the blood vessels, making the heart work harder and therefore increasing the risk of those complications. And so stopping smoking, is particularly if you have diabetes, is vitally important.
As I look at our statistics, Michigan does have one of the highest rates of diabetes in the country, I think 9.8%, tied with Florida. Let's talk about, obviously, any other risk factors, prevention, and certainly living this lifestyle in the best way one could.
Yeah. Well, you know, for example, those risk factors that I talked about are obviously modifiable. You can make sure that with medication, diet, and exercise, you can manage your blood sugar, your blood pressure, your cholesterol. We talked about smoking. There are other risk factors. There's, you know, less you can do about. Obviously, diabetes tends to run in families, your mother, your father, other first-degree relatives. If you're overweight or obese, that's something that's modifiable. That increases your risk. Being over 45, and unfortunately you can't turn back the clock, so that's not going to be a modifiable factor. For the women in your listening audience, if during your pregnancy you were told that you have so-called gestational diabetes, even though after delivery oftentimes your blood sugar goes back to a normal level, throughout your life you have an increased risk for developing diabetes. So that's something important to know and to be periodically checked to see what your blood sugar levels are. And, of course, having high blood pressure itself might increase your risk for developing diabetes. So these are all factors that should be included in the discussion when you see your healthcare provider to be tested.
And where does exercise play its role?
Exercise plays a great role, not only for maintaining you at a healthy weight, but it also independently lowers the blood pressure, it lowers the blood sugar, and it lowers your blood cholesterol. And of course, blood pressure, you know, exercise has many other important positive effects. It improves your cognition. It improves your endurance levels. You know, if we could put in a bottle all the major positive and beneficial effects that exercise has for the body, that would really be a big seller.
And nutrition, please?
Nutrition is important as well. Maintaining a healthy weight through sensible eating and having a sensible eating plan is clearly important. The third factor associated with one's weight is not only exercise and eating plan, but also sleep. That's often neglected. For most adults, it's recommended that you get at least 7 hours of sleep. And of course, for younger adults and adolescents and children, they require more. But sleep, exercise, and healthy eating are all important in maintaining one's weight and reducing one's risk for diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Right. National Diabetes Month is November. Do need to talk about it most likely every month. Thank you very much, NIH's you, Dr. Griffin Rogers, talking about these ABCs and more. How do we find out more information?
Well, if your listeners would like to get more information about diabetes and heart health, they can visit our website at nidk.nih.gov, or they can follow us on Twitter at @NIDDKGov.
Thanks for your help, and keep on doing what you do. Thank you.
Thanks so much.